Kenny, massive victory tonight.
Yes, it was. It's you know, the commitment level of the players was there to be seen, and that's a passion we want to transfer to the stands, so that we can form that strong bond with the supporters and that strong positive relationship where they see that the boys are working hard, and what we lack in quality we have to make up for in work ethic.
If the players have a goal, the fans will love them, and the second half tonight was, I thought, was a much better performance than the first half. Mm-hmm. First half was very good, I thought, in parts, but second half, yeah, whatever you said at half time, it seemed to really kick into the players.
Yes, they worked from the engine, and I thought that it was more controlled in the second half. The first half, as I said, was, it was like volleyball, where head tennis, it was in the air so much, and we didn't get it down. There was a little bit of fear in our performance, possibly, because it was Cork City, the best team in Ireland at the moment, by going into the game, they were anyway, and we had to make sure that we were competitive in that particular side of the game, and we matched their work ethic. We turned the game around, and Gerard Doherty didn't have a lot to do, which is indicative of how the players performed and how we shut them down.
What have you learned since last week's defeat?
We've learned a lot. That I'm not saying they took things for granted last week, but you have to be prepared to go into the battle first before you can achieve anything in life. And we've hammered at home all week, and we've worked all week on the professionalism, the understanding of each other, the need to work, to have that as our template, that from here we work hard, and then we look at the tactical side of it. And I thought we got it bang on tonight, the staff and myself. We done our homework in everything they did, and the players carried it out to the letter.
You're finding out already in this league that you don't have to wait too long for your next game?
Well, that's true. There's only 31 games left in the league. So, you know, we need to have a clear head going into Monday that this is another really tough game. It's okay matching the title favourites, but you have to match the work ethic of Bray Wanderers. That's where you have to win games. Down in Bray, that's a massive challenge for us.
Is it too early to ask you the differences you see between the League of Ireland and the Irish League? Or are things glaringly obvious to you?
It's a stronger league. You have to accept that, the League of Ireland. And once we get into the season, you know, we'll be fine. I can see us. I can see the players starting to respond to my voice and to what we're about. So I'm just hopeful that we can give something back to the city, first and foremost. And from there, people are happier through the week, and they're looking forward to life in the Brandywell and coming to watch us. So we must reciprocate their support for us, and we will do that if we can get time, you know. And it's going to take time to build this, and I'm looking forward to it.
Jared, good victory.
Good victory. Pleasing. First home match, and first 3 points on the board too. And I thought they were well deserved, to be honest. And we needed a wee victory after last week's disappointment. So confidence is up a wee bit.
Was last week a bit of a shock to the team?
I wouldn't say it was a shock to the team, no. We were disappointed with ourselves. We knew the game was there to win, and we just switched off on a couple of set pieces and stuff. And maybe for a few people it was a bit of a shock. The pitch was definitely a shock for everybody. I think we didn't expect that sort of pitch. We knew it was going to be bad, but at the end of the day, that match is over and done with. It was disappointing for a couple of days, but to be fair, to the boys, they picked themselves up well. A couple of days later, trained hard and got on my business.
You had long spells tonight where you were standing kind of looking around you and watching the action away at the other end, just like you like it?
I wouldn't say I was looking around me. I wasn't looking at the crowd and seeing if everybody was happy or not. I was concentrating on the game and trying to keep the defenders on their toes and keep them in certain positions. But I think everybody in the whole team has done that tonight. You get them games sometimes where you don't have nothing to do, but you just know the work rates in front of you, and boys are switched on and they're concentrating. And it was great to see. Like this week, we planned on doing that. We've worked a lot this week on tactical stuff, and all the boys, to be fair to them, were very disciplined tonight.
A new manager always brings new broom, new sweeps, clean, new changes. How's it been so far?
It's been okay. The boys have worked hard, and they're buying into things now. You know, it's just that first match was a bit of a knock, and it's getting the confidence back and believing that we are a good team and we can beat the likes of Cork and stuff like that. But not just on a one-off. You can't just turn up in them games or turn up off the back of a bad defeat and perform. You have to do that consistently. And as I say before, the week's training's been very good. So hopefully next week, or at least next couple of days, can be decent. And then we'll go on to the Bray match with more confidence and hopefully get a victory.